I was just going to read some verses out of 1 Corinthians having to do with when you first started talking about hidden in the scriptures or 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 and 4 according to the scriptures. Gather your thoughts, Mike, and please continue. I'll just read these verses that I was going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And again, he's writing to these Corinthians, which are a mixed group. There's a mixed bunch that he's writing to there in Corinth. You can go to chapter 1, I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is, of 1 Corinthians, and where he's talking about Apollos and maybe that's 2 Corinthians. Yeah, it's 1 Corinthians. Am I of Apollos? You know, this verse here will help us understand who these people at Corinth were. Some of them heard Paul preach. Some of them heard Apollos preach. Some of them heard Peter preach, right? Some of them heard Christ preach. Mixed bunch. But anyway, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And the reason that they didn't know, according to Paul, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. Sorry about the reading here. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And then here's the verse I wanted to key in on, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the fact that Jesus Christ would die for the likes of the Corinthians, the people like those in Corinth, the Jews and the Greeks, was in the Old Testament scriptures, is the way I see it, Mike. Maybe we're disagreeing on this. I don't know. But we use the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, to show the salvation message. But the fact that Christ would die for the people like the Ephesians was not according to the scriptures. It's the way I've always understood it. Ephesians 2:12, the people like you and me today without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, without God. That's it. Well, let's come back up and finish there, Mike. And I'm not sure what you were talking about when you first started there. I must have missed something in Mark's lesson. Here's Brian. And, I was going to talk about James's point there about Jesus Christ having the power to forgive sins, power on earth to forgive sins. And that made me think of Mark Rumfellow's Bible study. You know, Mark Rumfellow is on the outs with a lot of people for what he teaches about when sins are forgiven. when sins are forgiven. Most mid-Acts dispensationalists, to include Brian, believe that all sin was forgiven on the cross. And I think Mike agrees with me and with Mark about the our sins are forgiven when we trust in Christ, when we trust the salvation message that Christ died for our sins. He died for our sins on the cross, but we're forgiven of our sins when we trust that. Okay. And so, that's but just that verse that there, just real quick here, Brian. I got 2 Corinthians 5:19 on the screen. That's the only verse in Paul's epistles. That's the only verse in the Bible that even hints at Jesus Christ dying for the sins of the world, not just, well, that I take it against, I say that it's the only verse that hints at the world's sins being forgiven. And I remember Mark's lesson on that, where this part in 2 Corinthians 5:19, where it says, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Did I mess that up? Not imputing their trespasses unto them. I got the wrong verse there from Matthew 9. Or do I? Yeah. Jesus, during his earthly ministry, was not imputing trespasses. For example, the woman who he stopped them from stoning to death, I guess she was a harlot or something like that, where he did not impute her sins to her and said, go and sin no more. So, Brian, I'm sure you wanted to talk about something different, but there you have it. And I hope I didn't change your course on what you want to talk about. But I know you do disagree with me on that. But that's okay. We're not an all-agreeers club.